ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 11 द चाइल्डहुड पास टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण टेक्स्ट 14। क्रीडन्तं सासुतं बाले अतीवेलं सहाग्रजम् यशोदा जोहिवित् कृष्णं पुत्रस्नेहस्नुतस्तनी। क्रीडन्तं सासुतं बाले अतीवेलं सह आग्रजम् यशोदा जोहवित् कृष्णं पुत्रस्नेहस्नुतस्तनी। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। कृष्ण एंड बलराम, being attached to their play, were playing with the other boys, although it was very late. Therefore, Mother Yashoda called them back for lunch. Because of her ecstatic love and affection for Krishna and Balaram, milk flowed from her breasts. Purport. The word ajohavit means calling them again and again, Krishna and Balaram. She called, "Please come back. You are late for your lunch. You have played sufficiently. Come back." Hare Krishna. So seeking the blessings of all the devotees so that we can speak something on this occasion and this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam and the special occasion which is coming tomorrow, the appearance day of Sri Balaramji. So we'll try to discuss something about this. So here in this chapter, the childhood pastimes of Krishna, which we are reading just after the deliverance of Yamalarjuna trees, after which all the Brajabasis, they were discussing what was the cause of this falling down of the trees and how did this happen. Probably it was a demon, or did they fell on its own, or did Krishna actually do it. So after that discussion is there, and then this beautiful episode begins where Krishna and Balaram are playing with their cowherd friends and they are absorbed in their play. That is Krishna, the Supreme Lord. He is absorbed in his play with his cowherd friends in Brajabhumi. And first Rohini Devi goes and calls for Krishna, and then Yashodamai goes and to call Krishna. And in this particular verse which we are reading, Shukadeva Goswami mentions that Mother Yashoda then went and called, and in her affection for Krishna and Balaram, milk flowed from her breasts. So of course, very small purport, calling them again and again. Prabhupada writes that you are late for lunch, so please, you have played sufficiently, come back. So in the future verses also we'll see how Shukadeva Goswami or Yashoda Mai is calling Krishna again and again, and finally she tells that Nanda Maharaj is waiting for you, you have played enough, and then finally they agreed to come. So that is actually the nature of the Supreme Lord here in the Braj Leela, as we are going through this wonderful festivities of Jhulan Yatra and the depiction of Sri Vrindavan Leela. Basically, that's what Jhulan Yatra is, and all these Leelas which we are reading is basically showing the love of Vrindavan. That is what the reason why Krishna appears in this world is, to present the picture of Sri Brajabhumi for all of us to see, so that we can be attracted and enamored. That is one of the reasons why the Lord appears and performs his wonderful leelas with his devotees, with his friends, with his mothers, with his the beloved consorts, these wonderful leelas in Vrajabhumi, which is the abode of love, and so that we can all get attracted to these wonderful leelas and pastimes of Krishna. So herein also Krishna is playing and giving pleasure to all the cowherd friends. And it is described that Krishna and Balaram would play many varieties of games, as many games as exist in the world, or more than that, or whatever exists now and whatever will exist in the future. Krishna and Balaram used to play all those games with his cowherd friends, and completely absorbed and giving great pleasure and happiness to all the Brajabasis, the cowherd friends. Of course, as we were reading or hearing from Sankirtanpur yesterday, that these friends were not ordinary people. They were Krita Punya Panjo. They have gathered mass amounts of spiritual credits. They were very, very exalted personalities, much beyond even the Sharanagat Bhaktas, much, much beyond. And it was their great fortune. And by just seeing those leelas and pastimes and loving affairs between Krishna and his cowherd friends, and specifically herein, this verse is specifically glorifying Yashoda Mai's devotion. That as soon as she sees Krishna and Balaram, her breasts are filled with milk, and she just wants to offer her love. That milk is actually just a form of Yashoda Mai's love for Krishna. So that is Sri Vrajabhumi, the reciprocation of transcendental love. And that's what Krishna comes to show us, because as by nature the soul, we are all seeking after love or happiness in this world. And each one of us are trying to be happy in this world, but Krishna, through his wonderful leelas and pastimes, through his cowherd friends, through the gopis, through Yashoda Mai, Krishna is showing that how these transcendental loving reciprocations can give actually complete satisfaction and complete bliss, because Krishna is the reservoir of all the rasas, the raso vaisa. He is the abode of all the rasas. So therefore, that innate nature of the soul to be loved by someone or to love someone can be completely satisfied or fulfilled to its full capacity when we repose that loving propensity in Krishna or his representatives and devotees. And then we can experience complete satisfaction. Otherwise, being eternal part and parcel of Krishna, we have that eternal thirst or unlimited thirst which we are trying to repose through things of this world, which are temporary, and through objects of this world, through people of this world, without really understanding that they are all temporary. So that is what Krishna is showing here through his wonderful leelas, that this reciprocation, transcendental loving reciprocation, which exists between my devotees and me, is the summum bonum, is the highest, is that which can give a living entity complete satisfaction, complete quenching of his thirst, which everyone is hankering for. So that is what these wonderful Braj Leelas are, as we sing in this wonderful song, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. So that is what all these, what the fast festival which we are celebrating of Jhulan Yatra is also, is just having Krishna in the center and making him swing and making him, giving him pleasure. In that, we experience great satisfaction. That is Vrajabhumi, giving Krishna the making Krishna the center, giving pleasure to Krishna, and then we experience satisfaction. In the purport, the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Krishna is on the bank of Yamuna playing with his cowherd friends, where Krishna is in the center and all the cowherd friends are sitting around Krishna, and there is another circle, another circles, and all the cowherd friends and having fun and joking, and Krishna is laughing, and Shukadeva Goswami explains how even all the Brajabasis, the kids, they were experiencing Krishna's glance. They were seeing that Krishna is looking towards them and completely like reciprocating with them only. Those who were sitting behind Krishna were also experiencing Krishna's glance and Krishna's mercy and reciprocation. So in that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that, and the Shukadeva Goswami describes that how all the beautiful kids, their faces were glowing and effulgent. And Prabhupada therein explains that that is what the mission of our Krishna consciousness movement should be, to have Krishna in the center of all our activities. And then we can all be blissful and happy. So that is what Krishna is teaching through his swing pastimes, through his various leelas and pastimes. So of course, it is a long, long way because of anarthas. We have to first come over the mood swings. Then we can relish the swing pastimes. Because we are under the moods, we sometimes are happy, sometimes we are sad, sometimes we are in the conditioned state. That state is there. We want to serve. Sometimes we are very inspired, sometimes we are not at all inspired to serve. Sometimes we like to chant, sometimes we don't like to chant. So those swings are there. But when we overcome or when we transcend these modes, then we can actually relish these wonderful leelas. Of course, till then, giving pleasure to Krishna for us is giving pleasure to Guru and whose representatives. That is what for us, in one sense, the swing pastime is giving somehow in our endeavor to give pleasure or happiness to the devotees. That is what for us Krishna is. And that's what, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have these wonderful festivities where we can engage in these wonderful services in glorifying Krishna, in participating in his leelas, which are eternally happening in the spiritual abode in Brajabhumi. So it is by Srila Prabhupada's grace we have been given that entrance. And so just by assisting Srila Prabhupada, actually we can, at the end of the life, can achieve the entrance into Brajabhumi. So I have thought with this, we'll discuss some one pastime from Krishna Leela, which about the deliverance of the Brahmana's patnis. We will discuss that pastime with the mood how of, since tomorrow is Balaram Jayanti, appearance of Baladev, who is representing the Guru Tattva, who is the original Adi Guru. So we will see how this pastimes actually reveals the intervention of the Guru Tattva, Sri Baladev, in the lives of the sadhakas and all life of all the people. And in that light, we will just read this or study this wonderful leela. And then, of course, Krishna's, we will at the end probably speak something about Lord Balaram's or Nityananda Prabhu's some attractive pastimes which he performed, the childhood leelas. So this pastime of Krishna delivering the Brahman patnis happened after the Krishna performed his pastime of stealing the clothes of the gopis, and then Krishna and all the cowherd friends, they were actually walking in the forests of Brajabhumi. Krishna was tending the cows, and all the cows go ahead and they are having nice, wonderful grasses which are offered by Brajabhumi, and they are completely satisfied, walking slowly, and it's a long, like, day Krishna and Balaram had that day with all his cowherd friends. And then Krishna looks on the wonderful trees and the plantations in Brajabhumi, and Krishna begins to glorify them, that how these trees are wonderfully serving all the devotees, and without any personal care and attention, they are giving shade, they are giving their wood, they are giving all the things which are asked from them without any expectation or any opposition. And then Krishna beautifully says that, the beautiful words that, etavad janma safalyam dehi nam iha dehishu praner arther dhya vyacha shreya archaranam sada. That is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence and words. So these are the words. Krishna concludes the glorification of the trees. And of course we see the Sri Baladevji, or embodiment, who is non-different than Krishna, is the servitor god, who is fully imbibing this mood of serving Krishna through all his acts, deeds, words, thoughts, and as we know, through all the different rasas, Sri Baladev is serving Krishna. So that is what Krishna, Balaramji's mood is. So then, after they are herding the cows, Krishna and Balaram, they come to the bank of Sri Jamunaji, where all the cows, after eating many, many heavy food and grasses, they are thirsty. So they, all the cows, they go to drink some water from the crystal clear water of Sri Jamunaji, and all the cowherd boys also drink the crystal clear water of Sri Jamunaji. And then they approach Krishna and Balaram. Ram, Ram, Mahabhav, O mighty armed Sri Balaramji, O Krishna, who are the killer of the demons. We are very, very hungry. So now please satisfy or kill this demon of hunger within us. And all the cowherd men and boys, they approached. That is the great fortune of these cowherd friends. They had such wonderful, loving, friendly relationship with Krishna and Sri Balaramji. Of course, Sri Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna, these cowherd friends, they knew actually that Krishna and Balaram are hungry because they have been had a long day, and so they will need some food. So they were saying that, oh, we are actually very hungry. We would like to have some food. So that is the love of the Brajabasis for Krishna. They were always actually thinking about how or what will give Krishna pleasure, what is best for Krishna's interest, or what Krishna likes, what Krishna needs, what Krishna loves. That is what they are ready to offer. So in this, they are also saying that we are hungry so that Krishna arranges for some food and Krishna and Balaram can actually honor that prasad. So Krishna and Balaram, and Krishna heard this plea of his cowherd friends desiring to fulfill them and give them pleasure, and at the same time Krishna is expert whatever he does. He was thinking about the Brahman Patanis who were his devotees serving in separation for many years now, and they were been hearing about Krishna and Balaram from the Vrindavan ladies who would come to the forest, and from the various people they had heard about Krishna and Balaram, and they were absorbed in thoughts of Krishna at all the time. So Krishna decided to reciprocate with these cowherd ladies. So with that in mind, Krishna tells his cowherd friends that, oh, all of you, please go to the Brahmanas who are performing the sacrifice of Angiras in the forest, and go and beg some food in charity from these Brahmanas who are performing these sacrifice, and go in the beg in the name of Sri Balaramji and Krishna and myself. And so in this way, these cowherd friends, they go, and Shukadeva Goswami and the Acharyas very wonderfully explain that Krishna tells them that go in the name of Balaramji and Krishna, kirtiyanto bhagavata. So take this yachana. Iti adishta bhagavata gatva yachanta te tatha kirtanjali put vipran dandavat patita bhuvi. So once they approach the Brahmanas, all these cowherd friends, they offer their obeisances, dandavat pranams, folded their arms and request or respectfully approach these Brahmanas. So in the translation, brilliantly it is described, iti adishta bhagavata, that they were carrying the message of Krishna. And what did Krishna tell them to do? Kirtayanto bhagavato, chant the names of Krishna and Balaram. So that is what, as we were saying, that is what the spiritual master's job is. On the order of Krishna, adishta bhagavata, on the desire of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna or the Sri Adi Guru Sri Balaram, the spiritual master goes and gives his message. And in the purport, the Acharyas explain that Krishna encouraged the boyfriends to request charity without being embarrassed, so that, and he told them to chant their names and ask in the name of Krishna and Balaram. So that is the duty of a preacher, to go and beg and ask for the name of Krishna and Balaram. That was their qualification. They were having that faith and they were taking the names of Krishna and Balaram in the mission of Krishna and Balaram to serve them prasadam. So that is what a life of a preacher is, on the instruction of the spiritual master, adishta bhagavata, on the desires or on the orders of the Supreme Lord and the spiritual master, the preacher goes and gives Krishna, in the name of Krishna and Balaram, asks or begs for charity. So sometimes, sometimes that thought comes that we are not qualified to preach, or I don't know how to speak well or give good lectures. But here in Krishna and Prabhupada, the Acharyas in the translation are saying that Krishna is telling, go without being embarrassed, just ask in the name of Balaram and Krishna. So that is what our mood should be, whether we are qualified or not, whether we can speak nicely or not. If we can stick to Krishna and Balaram's message and chant their names or take their names, and then we will see how Krishna wonderfully reciprocates and empowers these boys, this Braj Gopal, who have gone begging for charity. So they offer their obeisances and request the Brahmanas, who are absorbed in performing their sacrifice and in completely absorbed in their ritualistic performances, in their ceremonies. And so these boys offer their wonderful prayers and request them and ask again and again, and quote various different scriptural reference also, that at this particular time what you're doing, the sacrifice, since the animal has not been actually sacrificed, you can give the food, which is Krishna and Balaram, who are the Supreme Lord. They are here, they are hungry, so please offer us some food. But unfortunately, the Brahmanas completely absorbed, as Shukadeva Goswami mentions, itite bhagavat yachnam sharanamato api nashushrushu shudra asha bhuri karmana balisha vriddhamanina. That was their situation. They were completely absorbed in their own ritualistic performances, in their own fruitive attempts, shudra asha. They were working for petty material desires. They were desiring, working for going to heavenly planets. That was their goal. And they did not pay even a heed to what these cowherd boys were offering or their prayers. So that is sometimes happens in the preaching also. Of course, I don't have much experience, but somehow I'm speaking. This is what the preaching is, that you go and offer and ask in the name of Krishna and Balaram, and there is no hearing at all. Absolutely no response. You go out for book distribution and the person just turns around. He doesn't look at you. So these Braj Gopals, they are here asking for Krishna and Balaram. There is absolutely no response. They are just... And Shukadeva Goswami explains why. Kshudra Asha. They are full of petty desires. So that is what the conditioned souls are. After small, small, petty material desires. Want to gain some wealth, want to get some beautiful wife or beautiful husband, or after some immediate benefits or reliefs, thinking this will give them happiness or satisfaction, like the Brahmanas who are performing ritualistic ceremonies. So people who are completely absorbed in these petty material desires, working hard to gratify their senses, not knowing that their happiness lies much beyond, in the words of Guru and Krishna, who has come at their doors. And balisha vriddha manina, they are childish, Shukadeva Goswami mentioned. Then vriddha manina, they are thinking themselves to be vriddha manina, thinking themselves to be very, very wise and intelligent. That's the nature of this world. People are thinking that they are very, very wise, big, big scientists, big, big engineers, doctors. They have degrees and knowledge and wealth, and they can do or lead their lives and paths without the need of any god. Something like these Brahmanas performing those ritualistic performances without actually understanding the goal of these performances or these activities, completely deviating from the real goal which these Braj Gopals had come to offer to those Brahmanas. So unfortunately they did not hear. So the devotee tries, the spiritual master preaches to them, but because of these desires, they unfortunately do not reciprocate at all. So hearing this, they go back to Krishna and Balaram and offer what had happened, that we had gone, there was absolutely no response, and Krishna smiles and speaks to them, giving them encouragement. That is the duty of the spiritual master and the Krishna. He encourages, he inspires, that absolutely no need to worry when you're going for begging or asking for. Sometimes people give, sometimes people don't give. That's the nature of charity. So when we go out for preach, sometimes there is result, sometimes there is no result. But the spiritual master in Krishna encourages, he smiles, gives his wonderful smile to them and tells them, now you go to the Brahman Patnis who are there and they are very devoted to me, and beg for charity and tell them that Krishna and Balaram are here in the nearby forest and they are hungry and they are looking for some food. So go and approach them. So with this, the cowherd boys, again with greater enthusiasm, go out again to give the message of Krishna. So that is Sri Balaramji's message, or Krishna's message, again inspiring them to go and do their service. So they go out and again ask for the Brahman Patnis, that the two lords, Krishna and Balaram, who are the supreme lords, they are here in the nearby forest and they are asking for some food and they are hungry. So in this way, when the cowherd ladies, they heard about the names of Krishna and Balaram, for whom they have been always been meditating, hearing about and thinking about their beautiful forms, always been chanting their glories, they were completely stubbed and completely astonished, and they were in like absolutely awe and awestruck, and no response from them. So initially the cowherd friends thought probably they also are like the Brahmanas, they are not responding. But then when they just came out of that state, they actually picked up all the bhoga which had been prepared for the sacrifice. They picked up everything, all the bhoga, the different varieties of bhogas, the rices and different bhoga which had been prepared very nicely for the yajna. They just picked it up on the beautiful golden plates, put it on their heads, holding above. They just ran as if rivers rushing towards the ocean, not waiting for any opposition. That was their love because of their simplicity. That was their, because of hearing about Krishna and because of their simple faith in Krishna and Balaram. Recently I was hearing one of the lectures of Gaur Govinda Maharaj. He was explaining that this is one of the primary qualifications for achieving humility or Krishna's love, is simplicity. Just simple faith in Krishna and Balaram and their supremacy. They were ready to serve Krishna and Balaram. We will see, contrast the Brahmanas at the end of this chapter again also, what was their faith. So herein, they had simple faith. They were hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, singing about Krishna. When they heard Krishna and Balaram, the supreme lords, are here, they ran with all their bhoga, just with that simple faith which they had in Krishna. So that is the most important qualification. Just the simple faith nurtured by hearing and chanting, that brings about intense attraction for Krishna. Simple faith nurtured by hearing and chanting Krishna's glories, being in association of the devotees, that's what strengthened their faith and desire. And all the oppositions were there. Their family relatives, their friends, their husbands, all of them came to stop them. That this is the time, this bhoga is meant for the sacrifice. How can you leave us now at this stage? The sacrifice being incomplete, how can you leave and go to the forest, middle of the forest, to give this food to Krishna and Balaram? So the acharyas in this purport beautifully explains that, cultivated by extensive hearing of Krishna's qualities, they won out the obstacles of these family obstacles which were there on the path. Similarly, in our lives also, we have also various obstacles, various attachments which are holding us from going towards Krishna. We want to run towards Krishna. That's the natural inclination of the soul, to run towards Krishna, to serve Him, to please Him, to offer Him everything. But these attractions, these obstacles, these various desires to enjoy, like herein for them, the relatives and fathers and parents and brother-in-laws, all of them, they're there. For us, different attachments, different desires to enjoy, they are holding us strongly for us to run towards Krishna and Balaram. And the acharyas explained in the beautiful in the purport that, cultivated by extensive hearing of His transcendental qualities, they won out these obstacles. So just that simple faith and hearing about Krishna's qualities and pastimes, that will give us the strength to overcome these obstacles, these desires for sense enjoyment, these diversifications which are there within our mind from focusing our attention completely on Krishna and Balaram and in their service. And then, so there's beautifully, they just run without caring for these obstacles, and they're running. And finally, guided by these cowherd friends, where Krishna and Balaram, who are like the spiritual masters, guiding the conditioned soul. That this is the path. Of course, these Brahman Patnis are exalted personalities, but just drawing the analogy that they are guiding this Brahman Patnis, their faith being nurtured by hearing, and now guided by the spiritual masters, they come right in the grooves of Ashoka trees, where on the bank of Sri Jamunaji, they see the beautiful form, the vision of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, standing right in front of them. And the beautiful description Shukadeva Goswami describes, that Krishna's complexion was dark blue and his garments golden. And wearing a peacock feather, colored minerals, sprigs of flower buds, and a garland of forest flowers and leaves, he was dressed just like a dramatic dancer. He rested one hand upon the shoulder of a friend, and with the other twirled a lotus. Lilies graced his ears. His hair hung down over his cheeks. Something like that, what Gopinath is dressed today. His hair hung down over his cheeks, and his lotus-like face was smiling. So it is bona fide. In the sense, it is there in the Bhagavatam. So it is repeating the verse. So Shukadeva Goswami is saying that Krishna's hair was there on the cheeks. So that's a beautiful description. So that was the result of their simple faith, nurtured by hearing and chanting and associating with the Brajabasis, those who would come, these ladies, and guided by the spiritual masters. And the result was the beautiful vision of Gopinath in front of them. So that was their wonderful result of their dedicated service. And when they saw Krishna with this beautiful smile on his face, he greets them. Svagatam va mahabhaga asayatam karvam kim yenno didriksha prapta upapannam idam hiva. So Krishna greets them with a beautiful smile, which, as Kapil Dev in the third canto describes, that the smile of Krishna just destroys or evaporates all the ocean of material miseries or tears of material miseries. The ocean which is formed is completely evaporated or destroyed by the smile, beautiful darshan of the smile of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So received by this beautiful smile, all their material pangs or material miseries, all the obstacles which they were facing were all completely evaporated. And in the beautiful way, Krishna greets them. Svagatam va Mahabhaga. Shukadeva Goswami says, Mahabhaga, greatly fortunate ladies, those who have come, have got the association of the Brajabasis and are now right in front of Krishna and Sri Balaram. Apparently, materially speaking, it's very, very unfortunate because they are in the middle of the forest. If you see from the Vedic perspective, that time the society, in the middle of the forest with a strange person, he's there and they have been rejected by their family members and all those things. But Krishna is saying, Mahabhaga, you are greatly fortunate that you have come here. So that is Krishna's recognition. And then he says, Upapannam, that what you have done is most befitting, it's most appropriate. That is what Krishna's approval is there. The world may reject, the people may reject. Apparently, from the social point of view, at this point, their situation was most unfortunate, completely rejected by the society. The Brahmanas had rejected their household people. There was no chance that they go home, they would be accepted. That was the Vedic society at that time. But here Krishna is saying, Upapannam, what you have done is most appropriate. What you have done is most appropriate, and you are greatly fortunate that you've come with all these offerings and you are there in front of me. So that is what we are actually looking for, Krishna's recognition and the recognition of the spiritual master and the guru and his representatives. So that is what our goal in his life is also, to get the recognition from Krishna, from his representatives, from guru. Otherwise the world may say something, whatever, but as we say, guru is heavy. So whatever guru's recognition or guru's verdict is what we are looking for. Or recognition or smile from Guru and his representatives. That is what our goal is. So then Krishna glorifies those Brahman Patnis, and then he says that it is by great fortune that somebody has come and taken shelter of me and served me. Somebody who really understands the real self will do this. And so in this way, Krishna accepts their wonderful bhoga and all the offerings which they had brought. They keep it down. And then Krishna tells, so now you should return to your sacrificial arena. It's very interesting how Krishna reciprocates. They have come, everything, given up their home, left everything. And Krishna keeps the bhoga and says, now you can go back. So then, of course, the Brahman Patni is, they say, that please do not speak such cruel words to us. The Acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakurpad, quotes a conversation between Krishna and the Brahman Patnis, that you, Krishna is telling them that your young ladies are Brahman Patnis, and how can I have you here in the forest, middle of the forest? This is not appropriate in the Vedic society and the system. So it's not possible that you be here and serve me here. So better you go to your Brahmanas and perform your sacrifices and complete that. And of course, those Brahman Patnis then wonderfully offer their prayers, that we know that the Vedic society may not allow us to be here as your maid servants or be in Brajabhumi, but we are happy serving you and your servants here in the forest of Vrindavan. We will just be here and serve you, and whenever you walk and trample the tulasi leaves or by your devotees, we will put them on our head and worship you in Vrindavan forest, where no one will come to know that we are serving you. So we don't want to be your directly maid servants. We will serve you in the forest here and serve your servants and the maid servants. But Krishna tells them beautifully that rest assured that your husbands will not be inimical towards you. You just go back. It is not by personal association of me they can achieve me. It is through, Krishna very beautifully explains, that it is through, it is by hearing about me, seeing about my deity form, meditating upon me and chanting my names and glories that love for me develops, not by physical proximity. Therefore, please go back to your home and do not worry about your husbands or anyone else complaining what to speak about your husbands or relatives. Even demigods will give approval of your acts. So go back. Krishna, as we know, is there, and Paramatma in their heart. So Krishna can do anything. So once Krishna or Guru is pleased, then everything else falls in its place. So following Krishna's instructions, the Brahman Patnis actually went, and when they went to their place, they were exhibiting transcendental symptoms of ecstasy, and various symptoms of ecstasy were manifest in their bodies, seeing Krishna and Balaram, thinking about this beautiful form of Krishna and Balaram and all the cohort friends. They were constantly meditating, talking about themselves, and when Brahmana saw that, they were also completely shocked and realized what their wives had achieved, which they could not. And so then, in this way, they realized that the great fortune of their wives, what they had achieved, the benediction, what they achieved, the real mercy of Krishna and Balaram, the result of all the sacrifices which is performed is to please Krishna and develop attraction for Krishna and Balaram, and they had achieved that. So then the Brahmanas began to condemn themselves, that to hell with our threefold birth, our vow of celibacy, our extensive learning, to hell with our aristocratic background which we have, to expertise in the rituals of sacrifice, whatever we have, to hell with it, dhiktam. What is the use? Because we are inimical towards the transcendental personality of God. And when the message of Krishna and Balaram came, we rejected that. So what is the use of our this wealth or threefold birth or this rituals which we are expert and in expert learning? So ultimately, so that is what it is. Whatever we may have, great learning, great skills, great wealth, great learning, unless we develop some attraction for Krishna, it is Shrama Eva Kevalam. All our efforts, our energies, all those big degrees or whatever we may have, qualifications, without development of love for Krishna, it's of all no use. It's just a burden which will drown us faster in the material ocean. So unless one develops love for Krishna, that by hearing about Krishna with simple faith and nurturing with hearing and chanting from devotees, then we can develop that or mature our love for Krishna, our attraction for Krishna. So then they were glorifying the cowherd ladies, that you are all very, very fortunate and we are very, very grateful to have you, and you are more intelligent than us. And in this way, they glorify the Braj Gopi, the wives, their wives. And then of course, Shukadeva Goswami, they also develop some attraction for Krishna. And so they, Shukadeva Goswami recite that, thus reflecting on the sin they had committed by neglecting Lord Krishna, they became very eager to see him. But being afraid of King Kams, they did not dare to go to Braj. So that was their state, even after realizing it, understanding it, that jnana, that knowledge, that desire, still the petty material desires were still there, that they were still thinking about or fearing Kamsa. Those feeble ladies, they could run towards Krishna in spite of all the obstacles. And then Brahmanas, they didn't have any obstacles, nobody to stop them from going if they would have gone. But thus, being afraid of Kamsa, they did not dare to go to Braj to see Krishna and Balaram. So that's what we see in this beautiful episode. And when the messengers of Krishna and Balaram, when the messengers of Guru come with the message, when Sri Baladevji sends his representatives or message, how we reciprocate with them, or how we reciprocate to their calling, will determine how we are advancing in our Krishna consciousness. So on this beautiful appearance day of Sri Balaramji, we can pray for the strength to follow the desires of Krishna, the spiritual master and his representatives. And just to set the mood for tomorrow, I'll just briefly, just with the 5 minutes what we have, narrate small attachment as we were reading about Yashoda Mai's attachment. When Sri Balaramji appears as Nityananda Prabhu, as Nityananda Prabhu, how he actually induced that mood of always talking about Krishna, always thinking about Krishna. We'll just briefly just discuss that. When Nityananda Prabhu appeared in, who is none other than Sri Balaramji, when he appeared in the Radha Desh or in Eka Chakra, from his very childhood, he was very, very attractive, and Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, they were very, very charmed and beautified or absorbed in the beautiful form of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. They were all, and all the people of that area, they were completely charmed and attracted, and all the natural disturbances at that time, there was famine and drought, and all those natural disturbances were there, they just vanished and disappeared. That is what happens when the Guru appears in our lives. All the famine, the drought which is there, that completely disappears. And when Nityananda Prabhu grew up, he began to perform his wonderful leelas and pastimes, and his childhood leelas, it is described by Vrindavan Das Thakur beautifully, that actually, he would always be playing the dramas of Krishna Leela. Somehow, we just recently came from the Aivas Yatra, so those thoughts of the dramas were so prominent. That's why I was like more inclined to speak about these wonderful Leelas which Nityananda Prabhu would perform. He was completely absorbed in performing Leelas about pastimes of Krishna, and some of his cowherd friends, they would become Mother Earth and they would offer prayers, and then they would enact the appearance of Krishna. They would have a room, they close all the doors and window and depict like a prison house, like they would have all the props and everything ready and perform these wonderful pastimes all the time. That's what Nityananda Prabhu would do all the time. And all his, the friends around there, they would always be with Nityananda Prabhu and enamored. And all the parents of those people, they were also like here Yashoda Mai is calling. So they were wondering, what are they doing? And they would say that they are with Nityananda Prabhu, whom they loved more than their own children also. So when they saw their children are with Nityananda Prabhu, they would also be, they would just be happy and allow them to be with Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So then they would perform various pastimes of killing of Putana, the killing of the cart demon. They would make a cart and like have the cart being broken, and Nityananda Prabhu would go with his cowherd friends in the mood of Gwala. He would go to the different houses, steal butter from their house and steal various. But all the people loved Nityananda Prabhu so much. And then, of course, Nityananda Prabhu, when he grew a little bit, he would go and tend the cows, and they would perform there also. He would perform various leelas. They would make with the leaves and the bamboos, they would make a kalia, and one devotee would become Krishna and they would dance on kalia. And in this way, they would have like killing of Dhenukasur, Bakasur, Aghasur, Vatsasur, and they perform the Govardhan. They would have a Vrindavan being made, the whole forest of Vrindavan, they would made through twigs and leaves and plants, and then they would perform the this pastimes in Vrindavan. They've also performed this Brahman Patani, as Vrindavan Das Thakur explained, this pastime also they enacted. So all the pastimes basically, then they would enact how Krishna left Vrindavan and Akrurji comes, and then one devotee becomes Akrurji, and Nityanand Prabhu in the mood of the gopis, he's crying and crying and crying, and everyone is confused. What is happening? Nityanand Prabhu is shedding tears of ecstasy and crying in the mood of the gopis, seeing Krishna go from Brajabhumi. And then, so they would also perform the pastimes in Mathura. They would recreate Mathura, and then Krishna and Balaram. Somebody would act as Krishna, somebody would act as Balaram, and then somebody would be a flower seller, somebody would act as Kubja, and somebody would act as like different residents of Mathura, and then Nityanand Prabhu, or somebody would act, and they would kill the Kuvalyapid elephant, and they would broke the bow. In this way, they would have beautiful pastimes and killing of Kamsa, and everyone would be so joyous. So in this way, Nityanand Prabhu was completely absorbed all the time in performing various leelas of Krishna and Balaram. Sometimes they would perform Vaman Dev Leela, Nityanand Prabhu would be in the mood of Vaman Dev. He would absorb, and somebody would become Bali Maharaj, somebody would dress as Shukracharya. So they would perform these wonderful leelas. So one time Nityanand Prabhu, where they were enacting Ram Leela, and they were building the bridge, and some of the minkies, they were picking some branches from the trees and making the bridge and loudly chanting Jai Raghunath, Jai Raghunath, and making the bridge to cross over. And another time, Nityanand Prabhu, when he was acting as Lakshmanji, interesting, Nityanand Prabhu was in the mood of Lakshmanji, who is non-different than Nityanand Prabhu. He was completely in that mood, and Nityanand Prabhu goes and chastises Sugriv, that why you have forgotten to help Lord Ram, he is waiting for you. And then he like performs the killing of the Indrajit, and then he escorts Vibhishanji. And in this way, various leelas is performing. Another time when they were having a fight, Nityanand Prabhu as Lakshmanji with Ravana, then the Ravana throws his Shakti weapon. And one of the boys who was acting as Ravana, he threw a lotus flower on Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu completely like absorbed in that mood of pastime. He just completely faints with that lotus flower being hit on his chest. And he's lying. And all the friends, when they come, say, see, there is no life here in Nityananda Prabhu. And everyone starts to cry. And Hadai Pandit and that Padmavati Devi, they also come there. And they see Nityananda lying there with no life air in the body. So they also faint. That was the absorption of... So everyone is discussing, they throw water, they loudly chant, and they were thinking what to do. Everyone is confused, everyone is crying, and the whole, everyone has assembled there to see the beautiful, not the beautiful, but the scene there. And then, so one of the boys said that, no, I remember Nityananda, he had told me that when I faint, the person who is acting as Hanumanji, he should go to the forest, or to the Himalaya. And get the Sanjeevani. And so one of the devotees was Hanumanji. He remembers his role. He comes into action. He goes to the mountains. And of course, on the way, there are different obstacles. Ravana's uncle is there. Somebody who's acting as Ravana's uncle. In detail, they would perform. And he would urge that you should come and accept my hospitality. And that Hanumanji, no, I am in a mission. And then he goes. Finally, he agrees. Taking bath, and one crocodile comes and then catches that Hanumanji's leg, and Hanumanji drags him and kills him. And then he's going further ahead, another demon comes, and so all those in detail they are performing this leela, even though Nityanand Prabhu is lying there. And so then another demon, Hanumanji fights with him, kills him. And then amazing, this by the potency of Nityanand Prabhu, all the boys were playing their part so like eloquently that the entire crowd, those who were seeing, they were all spellbound by this beautiful performance. And finally, they actually come, and he brings that and gives it to the Veda Acharya, one who was the Sushain, whatever his name was, Sushain. He gives the booty, and then he comes and he offers in front of Nityanand Prabhu that herb, and Nityanand Prabhu then immediately gets up that. So that's what he was like. In this way, he was performed various leelas and pastimes, and sometimes people would ask them, how do you know all these pastimes in great detail and perform your activities? And Nityanand Prabhu very like calmly would say, these are all my transcendental activities and pastimes. Of course, by the internal potency, Yoga Maya, nobody would understand what Nityananda Prabhu is saying. So in this way, the first 12 years of Nityanand Prabhu, when he was in Ekachakra, he would perform these wonderful dramas and pastimes and showing how one should be completely absorbed in Krishna. So that was his mood, and that is what the mood of Sri Balaramji is, always absorbed, as Sankirtan 2 was explaining, always absorbed in the thoughts and moods and desire to serve Krishna. And that is what the spiritual master, who is representative of Sri Balaramji, he comes with that message to teach us how to be completely absorbed by engaging us in various services, be absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna, absorbed in the service of Sri Krishna. So on this coming auspicious occasion of Sri Balaram Jayanti, we can pray to Balaramji to give us the strength to somehow or other please his representatives, the spiritual masters who are there in our lives. So with this, I would like to conclude. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Sri Balaram ji ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.